Okay, open your Bibles to the book of Ephesians. Ephesians chapter number 2. Nasa Bagong Tipan tayo this morning sa Ephesians chapter 2. At titingnan natin ang mga verses na ito. Look at verse number 5. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 5. And the Bible says, even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved. So kung tagalugin natin ang Bible, ang sabi ng Bible, maging noong tayo'y mga patay sa pamamagitan ng ating mga pagsuway o ng kasalanan, binuhay niya tayo kay Kristo sa pamamagitan ng biyaya, kayo'y naligtas. Ang patay ay ginawang buhay. And so here we see the spiritually dead is made alive. The dead comes to life. And so ang Biblia ay ang aklat na ihinandog ng Diyos sa mundong ito upang malaman natin ang lahat ng patungkol sa Diyos. Ito ay ang tanging libro na matutuklasan natin kung sino tayo, kung sino ang Diyos, at kung ano ang langit, kung ano ang impyerno, kung ano ang layunin ng Diyos para sa ating buhay. Maraming mga libro, aklat sa daigdig na ito, pero iisa lang ang aklat na galing sa Diyos na nagbibigay sa atin ng mga espiritual na katotohanan, gaya ng nabasa natin. Yung dating patay sa Espiritu ay binuhay ng Diyos sa Espiritu. And so the Bible is the only book in the entire world that teaches us about heaven and teaches us about hell. The only book in the world where that reveals the Heavenly Father, that reveals God, that teaches us about who is God. And it also teaches us who we are in front of a holy God. This is the only... Now, there's a lot of books in the world. There's science books. You want to learn about science, you go to a science book. There's history books, books of history. Some of you like history. There's math books. You like math? And so, but the Bible is not a history book. It has a lot of history in it, and it's accurate. It is not a mathematical book. It is not a scientific book. The Bible is God's book. It is a divine library of 66 books. And again, it teaches us about the Lord, and it teaches us about ourselves. And it teaches us about heaven and hell and the consequences of sin and the remedy of our sin in Jesus Christ. Now, when Paul entered Ephesus, he came into one of the most prominent, powerful cities of the New Testament time. The city of Ephesus. Napakaganda ng city of Ephesus. Now, bagamat maganda ang lungsod ng Ephesus, yung namang mga ginagawa nila sa loob ng Ephesus, napakasama. Dahil sumasamba sila sa isang templo ni Diana. There is a temple of Diana in Ephesus. At napakalaki ng temple ni Diana, yung Diyos-Diyosan ng mga Ephesians. At doon nakita ni Paul yung espiritual na kalagayan ng mga Ephesians. At nangaral siya, ipinaliwanag niya ang Ebanghelyo ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Siya ay namatay, nilibing, muling nabuhay. At napakarami ng mga Ephesians ang sumampalataya kay Jesus Christ. At doon tinaguyod ni Apostle Paul ang simbahan o yung iglesia na nasa Ephesus. Tingnan mo ang Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 1. Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 1. Paul established the church. At Ephesus, it contained the temple of Diana. It was that was the center of worship, the center of banking. It was the center of commerce. This temple of Diana was so prominent, it's actually one of the seven wonders of the ancient world, according to the encyclopedias of the world. So this was a very powerful, prominent, wealthy city. And although this city was wealthy, they were spiritually bankrupt. And Paul had to teach them of the wealth of the grace of God. There was a treasure that Paul introduced to the Ephesian people that they did not have. They may have had money and gold and silver and Roman coins and commerce and business and trading. They may have had ports and powerful conglomerates here and there, business center, no doubt. But they were bankrupt spiritually, and Paul reveals to them the gold message of the gospel of Jesus Christ that saves their soul. Look at Ephesians chapter 1, verse number 1. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus. The saints which are at Ephesus. Now, when the Bible speaks of the saints, what's it referring to? The local New Testament biblical church. Where? At Ephesus. Now, if you have a new translation, tinanggal yung at Ephesus. Sa mga modernong salin, kaya hindi natin ginagamit yung modernong salin, tinatanggal nila yung mga words na ganyan. Napakahalaga ng Ephesus. Sa mga santo na nakatira sa Ephesus. Sino yung mga santo na nakatira sa Ephesus? Mga mananampalataya yon, mga believers yon. At yung mga believers na yon ay nakakulong sa isang simbahan o iglesia na nasa loob ng lungsod ng Ephesus. E kung modernong Bible ang ginagamit mo, ang nakasulat lang dyan sa mga santo. Yun lang. Sa mga santo, hindi naman sinabi sa Ephesus. So, universal yung church na yon. Etong church ng Ephesus, local. Visible local assembly of baptized disciples. And so we find Paul teaching the church at Ephesus some more truths about the gospel that will enrich their lives. And so let's see what are the things that Paul is teaching them. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Sa Ephesians chapter 2, makikita natin yung past, yung nakaraan ng Kristiyano, yung present ng Kristiyano, current time, at yung future ng Kristiyano. In Ephesians chapter 2, and the portions that we read from verse number 1 to verse number 10, we see the Christian's past, we see the Christian's present, and we see the Christian's future. Now, yung ugali ng iba, nagbabasa sila ng palm. Yung palm reading. Di ba yung mga ano ba yung mangkukulam? Hindi naman mangkukulam. Manghuhula, no? Yes? Di ba? Binabasa nila yung kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng guhit ng palad, ganito, ganyan, ganyan. Nais nilang makita yung hinaharap nila. Pero sa Bible, eto yon. Nakikita natin yung nakaraan ng Kristiyano, nakikita natin yung kasalukuyan ng Kristiyano, at makikita rin natin yung future ng Christian. And so, the Word of God is much more powerful, much more accurate than satanic powers and or made-up devices of man. And so, I want you to see three things. Tatlo ang gusto kong makita ninyo. Una, sino tayo sa mata ng Diyos? Sino tayo? Number two, ano ang ginawa ng Diyos para sa atin? At number three, bakit ginawa ng Diyos na iniligtas tayo? Why? Why would God graciously save us? So three things. I want you to see who we are, what He did for us, and why did He do it for us? So three things in Ephesians chapter 2. Let's look at verse number 1. Ito tayo. All right? This was our past before we were saved. And if you're listening and you don't know the Lord is your Savior, this is who you are. This is what the Bible describes a person who's not doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior. Number one, verse number one, and you have He quickened, ibig sabihin ng quickened, binuhay, made alive. And you have He quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. So a person without Jesus Christ, in the eyes of God, is dead. Patay. Kung baga sa mata ng Diyos, ang taong walang Kristo sa kanyang buhay ay espiritual na patay. Dead in trespasses and sins. And kaya, kahit nakausapin mo ng patungkol sa Diyos ang patay, hindi siya kumikilos, hindi siya na, wala siyang kayang gawin sapagkat siya ay spiritually dead. Alright? Kaya, hindi niya tinuturing yung mga bagay ng Diyos na mahalaga, patay siya sa mga bagay ng Diyos. And so, but this is who we were. Ganito tayo sa mata ng Diyos. Ito rin ang dahilan kung bakit ang mundo ay baluktot. Why is the world so messed up? Well, the world that is Antichrist is spiritually dead. And so, that's why it's a mess of a world. So, look at verse number 2. Where in time past, ito yung nakaraan natin, ye walked according to the course of this world. Dati, niyong nilakaran ayon sa lakad ng sanglibutang ito. Yung buhay natin noon, gumagawa tayo, kumikilos tayo, ginagawa lang natin yung alam natin gawin. Ano yon? Magsimba? No. Magpray? No. Umawit sa Diyos? No. Kumbaga, nabuhay tayo sa pamamaraan na hindi natin kinikilala ang Diyos. At bakit? Dahil nga tayo ay spiritually dead. And so, resulta yan ng pagiging patay sa espiritu. Kapag yung lakad ng isang tao ay ayon sa sanglibutang ito at hindi ayon sa Diyos, ito po ay sign na siya ay nangangailangan ng kaligtasan. So you either, are you gonna walk in the ways of the Lord? Or are you gonna walk according to the course of the world? You see? There's a contrast there. Not only do you walk according to the course of the world, the Bible says, according to the prince of the power of the air. Who is the prince of the power of the air? Sino yon? Si Satan yon. Siya yung prinsipe. No? Sabi ng Bible, the prince of the power of the air, ang ayon sa pinuno ng kapangyarihan ng himpapawid. Ang ganda ng Tagalog. Sa pinuno ng himpapawid. Look over in John chapter number 12. Go over to the book of John chapter number 12. So not only are you walking according to the course of the world, when you are not saved, you are also walking according to the power of the prince of this world. Look at John chapter 12 and verse 31. John chapter 12 verse 31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. So meron palang prinsipe ng mundong ito. Yan yung Antichrist. Yan si Satanas. And so he's working in the children of disobedience. Balik tayo sa Ephesians chapter 2. Ito yung nakaraan natin. Kung ikaw ay Kristiyano ngayon, pwede mong sabihin yung nakaraan ko, patay ako. Yung nakaraan ko, lumalakad ako katulad ng sanglibutan. Ginagawa ko yung layunin ng prinsipe ng kapangyarihan ng himpapawid. Ginagawa ko yung mga tukso ng demonyo. Nag-iisip ko lang na magawa yon. Dahil ako ay isang children of disobedience. And so, look at verse number 2. Where in time past he walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. The children of disobedience. You're either a child of God or you're a child of disobedience. Bakit child of disobedience ang hindi ligtas? Kasi nais ng Diyos na maligtas ang lahat. God's will is that everyone become a child of God. But if you don't want to get saved, you are a child of disobedience because you're not obeying God. God wants you saved, and you don't want to do God. You don't want to follow the Lord. You're a child of disobedience. Look at Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 12. Inulit itong idea ng children of disobedience. Well, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So the prince of the power of the air is working in the children of disobedience. No? Kaya ingat tayo mga Kristiyano kapag nakakasalamuhan natin ang hindi ligtas. Alam mo, hindi nila alam meron palang puwersa ng kadiliman na nasa kanila. Ikaw, kausap mo yung tao, akala mo matinong tao. Yung pala, na-influence naman siya na ni Satanas. So we need to be careful that when we deal with people, we need to be aware of a spiritual war between us. Especially if they don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, they are the children of disobedience. What can we do? We need to pray and ask God to give us the power to defeat the devil in their lives. And give them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Look at Ephesians chapter 5 and verse number 6. Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 6. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. So the wrath of God comes upon the children of disobedience. So pababayaan ba ng Diyos na yung tao ay hindi ligtas? Kung ayaw niyang maligtas, anong mangyayari sa child of disobedience? Sa oras ng kanyang kamatayan, hahatulan siya ng Diyos kasi ang puot ng Diyos ay sumasa kanya. So that the wrath of God is there. Ito yung ating nakaraan. Biro mo, akala natin yung nakaraan natin simple lang. Yung pala, nabubuhay tayo sa ilalim ng puot ng Diyos. Oh, that's terrible. Look at verse number 3. Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 3. Among whom also we all had, yan ang nakaraan, we all had, past tense, our conversation in times past in the lusts of our flesh. So hindi lang yung mundo ang nagtutukso sa atin, hindi lang si Satanas ang nagtutukso sa atin, pati rin pala yung laman natin, yung flesh natin. Meron palang lust of our flesh. Ano yung lust of our flesh? Pita ng laman, nais ng laman. Alam mo, sa laman, madaling magalit ang tao. Sa laman, madaling mapikon ang tao. Sa laman, madaling magmura at magsalita ng masasama. Sa laman, lahat ng laman ng tao, ang bunga ng laman, ang pita ng laman ay palaging salungat sa Diyos, salungat sa kabanalan. Oh, the lust of our flesh fulfilling the desires of the flesh or the will of the flesh. O yung ang nangyayari kasi sa laman natin, nagbubunga ito ng mga kagustuhan na hindi wasto, na mali. And of the mind, pati rin sa isip natin, hindi lang sa laman, sa isip, where by nature, sa kalikasan natin, children of wrath, even as others. This is who we are in our past. Yan tayo. So sa mata ng Diyos, tingnan mo ang Bible. Napakalinaw ng Bible. Kasi sa isip ng tao, okay siya. Sa isip ng tao, wala naman ako, hindi naman ako kasing sama. No? Sa isip ng tao, hindi naman ako ganyang kalupit. Hindi naman ako pumatay. Hindi naman ako magnanakaw. Ginagawa ko yung the best ko, sabi ng tao. Pero sa mata ng Diyos, eto pala, patay ka sa kasalanan. Lumalakad ka ayon sa sanlibutan. Lumalakad ka ayon sa kapangyarihan ng Satanas. Ikaw pala ay children of disobedience. Yung puot ng Diyos ay nasa iyo. Hindi lang yan. Yung laman mo, may pita ng laman. Ginagawa ng laman ang gusto niyang gawin. Wala kang control sa sarili mo. The flesh, yung isip mo, polluted yung nature mo, polluted yung nature, ha? Kakanyahan yung likas na ikaw, yon polluted. Children of wrath, hindi ka lang children ng disobedience, anak ka pa ng puot ng Diyos. Oh wait a minute, okay ba lang ang tao sa tingin nyo? Sa pag tiningnan mo ang salita ng Diyos, okay lang ba ang taong hindi ligtas? No. You see, when a person's not saved, they are all of this. And they are not okay. And the average person who is not saved think that they are okay. But they don't realize they are under the wrath of God, you see. But this is who we are. This is who we are in the eyes of God. We think we're special, but we are not, especially if you're not saved. Look at, now, ano ang ginawa ng Diyos para sa atin? Now, so nakita natin kung sino tayo. Ngayon, tingnan natin kung ano ang ginawa ng Diyos para sa atin. Look over in verse number 4. Verse number 4, ito yung kasalukuyan natin as Christians. But God. Oh, yun. But God, comma. Diba sa Bible, but God, comma. Yung but God, kumbaga sinabi ni Paul, ngunit ang Diyos. At kung pwede nating sabihin ito, etong ngunit ang Diyos, pwede mong sabihin yan ang summary ng kaligtasan. Kumbaga, tayo ay patungo sa impyerno at karapat dapat na ilagay sa impyerno dahil sa ating kasalanan, ngunit ang Diyos. Oh, that's the good news. But God. Now, we were sinful, we were dead, we operated in the world, we operated in the power of Satan, we are children of disobedience, we fulfill the lusts of the flesh. We were corrupted in our mind, in our nature. We were the children of wrath. We were on our way to an eternal hell, but God. But God. And you can say that the entire, you can summarize salvation in those words. But God. But God did something. Ano ang ginawa ng Diyos? Let's look at that. But God, who is rich in mercy. Ah, mayaman pala ang Diyos sa awa. Amen. Amen. For His great love. Dakila pala ang Diyos sa kanyang pag-ibig. Great love. Wherein He loved us. Ano yung ginawa niya sa atin? He loved us. Now, when we were dead, and we were in the world, and we're under Satan, and we're children of disobedience, and we were operating in the lust of the flesh, when we are children of wrath, were we lovely? No, none of us were lovely. But God, who is rich in mercy, and His great love, wherein He loved us. Why do we love God? Because He first loved us. Now get that. This is what God did for us when we were not lovable. Even, verse number 5, even when we were dead in sins, nung pangpatay tayo, hath quickened us. So He loved us. He quickened us. Ano yung quickened ulit? Binuhay, right? Quickened means to be made alive. So He loved us. He made us alive. Together with Christ. For by grace are ye saved. Oh, this is what God did for us. He loved us. He quickened us. Binuhay tayo ng Diyos. Now, yung kamatayan dito, hindi ho ultimate na kamatayan yan. Kasi nga, nabuhay tayo. No? So, ibig sabihin ng kamatayan na ito, wala tayong kapangyarihan para buhayin yung sarili natin. Pero nung narinig natin ang ebanghelyo ng Panginoon, at natuklasan natin ang pagmamahal ng Diyos, natuklasan din natin na pwede pala tayong maligtas. At nag-respond tayo sa grasya ng Diyos, at tayo ay binuhay ng Diyos. Okay? God quickened us together with Christ. Is that a privilege? To be quickened together with Christ. Oh, that's a privilege. For by grace ye are saved. So He saved us. He loved us. He quickened us. He saved us. Look at verse number 6. And hath raised us up together. He raised us up together.
Tayo ay muling binuhay na kasama niya.
And made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So nasaan ngayon ang espiritu natin? Nandito ba sa lupa? Spiritually, nasaan ang mananampalataya? Nakaupo na pala tayo sa langit kasama ni Kristo. What? Yes. You're physically sitting here in Tuktukan. But spiritually, where Jesus is seated at the right hand of the Heavenly Father, if you are a believer, a saved, born-again Christian, you are seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Seated in the heavenly places. At pinaupong kasama niya sa sangkalangitan kay Kristo Jesus. Now, look at what God did. He loved us. He quickened us. He saved us. He raised us up. And He sits us in the heavenly places. This is the present tense of the Christian life. It used to be we were children of wrath. It used to be we were children of disobedience. It used to be we operated in the flesh. We operated in the course of the world. And we fulfilled the prince of the power of the air's lust upon us. It used to be that we were children of disobedience and children of wrath. But now, but God saved us, loved us, quickened us, raised us up and made us sit in the heavenly places. But God, this is the grace of God. This is the treasure that the Ephesians who were not saved had no clue about in spite of their wealth. You see, this is who we are. So ang biblical na pananampalataya ay kakaiba sa reliyon ng mundong ito. Now, di ba may Temple of Diana ang Ephesus, Ephesians, na natatandaan niyo yung Temple of Diana. Now, tanong, meron na bang reliyon ang mga Ephesians nung nangaral si Peter, ay si Paul? Meron. Meron na silang simbahan, meron na silang mga sinasamba, meron na silang mga ritual na ginagawa, religyoso sila. Pero hindi sapat ang reliyon. Kaya nangaral si Paulo at inintroduce ni Paulo si Jesus Christ para yung mga reliyosong tao na hindi ligtas ay magkaroon ng pananampalataya kay Kristo, at pag sila ay tunay na nananalig at umaasa kay Kristo lamang, sila ay may buhay na walang hanggan. You see, religion is not enough to save. If religion was enough, listen here, if religion was enough, then there's no need for Paul to preach the gospel to the Ephesian people. They already had religion. They were worshiping Diana in the temple of Diana. They were already, they had their rituals and they had their sacraments and they had their beliefs. But you could see here that religion is not salvation, and they still need to hear about Jesus Christ. How Jesus died on the cross, was buried, rose again from the dead, and is coming again to judge the quick and the dead, you see. They needed to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. And when they repent and believe on the Lord, they can do away with their religion and they can have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You see, that's salvation. It's not religion, not rituals. It's faith in the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So, ang biblical na pananampalataya ay ganito. Yung reliyon ng tao, ano ang pwede kong gawin upang lumapit ako sa Diyos? Yun ang reliyon ng tao. Yun ang hindi kaligtasan yan. Pero ang reliyon, ay yung pananampalataya ng Biblia, ganito. Ano ang ginawa ng Diyos para iligtas ako? Yun ang biblikal na pananampalataya. At natuklasan natin, He loved us. He quickened us. He saved us. He raised us up together. He made us to sit in the heavenly places. You see, biblical faith is what did God do for me? The man's religion, what can I do to gain God's favor? You cannot do anything to gain God's favor. You are dead in trespasses and sin. Only the grace of God that comes to you enables you to respond in repentance and faith in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And when you repent, you are done with the temple of Diana. You are done with religion. And you truly believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, He quickens you. He loves you. He saves you. He raises you up. He makes you sit in the heavenly places. So we see who we are. We see what did God do for us. And number three, last, I want you to see why. Why? Why did God save us? Why? Look at verse number 7. Verse number 7. Ito naman yung hinaharap ng mga Kristiyano. Okay? So, huwag tayo mag-palm reading. Iwasan natin yung palm reading. Kung gusto mo yung malaman yung horoscope mo. Yung mga nag-horoscope, no? Ano kaya ang mangyayari sa araw na ito? Basahin ko. Capricorn ako. Capre ka pala. Baka Capre. Hindi ka Capricorn. Okay, so don't read the horoscope. If you want to know your future as a Christian, read Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 7. This is your future. That in the ages to come, He might show the exceeding riches of His grace in His kindness towards us through Jesus Christ. What does that mean? That means when we get to heaven, we're going to learn more and more about the exceeding riches of God's grace. Sa ngayon, yung grasya ng Diyos, nakatikim lang tayo ng kakunti. Oh. Pero tingnan mo, yung grasya ng Diyos nagdudulot ng kapayapaan, nagdudulot ng sagot sa pananalangin, nagdudulot ng kapangyarihan sa Diyos, nagdudulot ito ng kapatawaran ng kasalanan, kawalan ng sala, kawalan ng kahihiyan, at kawalan ng takot, kawalan ng carnality. Ang grasya ng Diyos, ang kapangyarihan natin nasa grasya ng Diyos, nakatikim lang tayo ng kakaunti. Hindi pa tayo totally delivered kasi nasa laman pa rin tayo. Pero balang araw, pagdating natin sa langit, araw-araw matutuklasan natin, araw-araw matutuklasan natin ang iba pang mga patungkol sa grasya ng Diyos. Hanggang kailan? Hanggang walang wakas. We will never stop learning, even when we get to glory, even when we get to heaven, when we are put to perfection, we will still discover and learn and learn more and more about the kindness, the grace of God when we get to heaven. For by grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Verse number 10. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Kaya pala tayo niligtas ng Diyos, hindi lang para pagdating natin sa langit, pag-aralan natin ang kabutihan ng Diyos sa kawalang hanggan, kung hindi, habang nandito tayo sa mundong ito, gagawa tayo ng good works. We were designed for good works. We were saved to serve. Saved to serve. That's why we're here. That's why He didn't call us home. He hasn't taken our lives yet. We're still on earth. We could still serve Him. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. I used to walk in the ways of the world, but now I'm walking in the will of God. You see. So that's our challenge, Christians. That's our challenge.
So pagising ng umaga, Kristiyano, kailangan sabihin natin, Panginoon, gusto kong lumakad sa layunin mo. Ayaw ko nang lumakad sa dati kong buhay, sa dati kong pamamaraan.
At kung hindi ka ligtas, wala kang capability na mag-pray ng ganun. Kasi hindi mo pakilala si Jesus Christ. Pero kung magsisi ka, tanggapin mo si Jesus Christ, ang grasya ng Diyos ay sa iyo. At pwede ka nang maglingkod sa Panginoon dahil sa grasya ng Diyos. Hindi tayo ligtas dahil sa sarili natin. Ligtas tayo dahil sa grasya ng Diyos. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? May relihiyon ng tao. Meron siyang mga Diyos-Diyosan, meron siyang mga sariling paniniwala, sariling paraan. Pero tinatawag tayo ng Diyos na magsisi. Sampalatayanan natin si Kristo, tanggapin natin siya at umasa tayo sa Kanya. Huwag tayong umasa sa sarili natin. Dahil sa grasya ng Diyos, tayo ay niligtas ng Diyos. Hindi tayo sa sarili natin. Wala tayong pwedeng ipagmalaki. Alam mo kung ano pwede natin ipagmalaki? Pwede natin ipagmalaki na tayo ay makasalanan, na tayo ay baluktot. Yun, pwede natin ipagmalaki yun. Walang kwenta ang pagmamalaki. Kung ikaw ay magpakumbaba at tanggapin si Jesus Christ, matutuklasan mo ang grasya ng Diyos. At yung iyong hinaharap ay napaka maluwalhati. Araw-araw, matutuklasan natin ng panibago ang iba't ibang aspeto ng grasya ng Diyos sa buhay natin. Wow! Even in our glorification, we will grow and grow every day in our knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We're going to learn new things about the Lord every day for eternity, discovering the revealed will of God in glory. These are the things that God did for us. This is who we are. This is what God did. And this is why God did it. He did it because of His grace. Will you receive His grace? Will you repent? Be done with religion and take Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Father, I pray, Lord, that the riches of your grace would be discovered, Lord, would be thought about today. And as we live for you, we would live under the truth that it's your grace that helps us every day, that we cannot live the Christian life on our own. That we depend upon your grace, Lord. We depend upon you. And so, Lord, I pray that if there's some who doesn't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, that today they would commit themselves unto Him, Lord, who loved them to send His Son to die on the cross for their sins, Lord, to raise Him from the grave, victorious over sin, and to save their souls for Jesus' sake, Lord. Help them to put their faith and trust in the Lord Savior Jesus Christ. We ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. God bless you. You are dismissed.